In my lesson today, I'm going to be speaking about the things that Jesus said about freedom. We know what Paul said about freedom. We know what Peter said on the subject of freedom. Paul says, being made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. He told the Galatians, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Peter says, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as servants of God. That's what Paul and Peter said. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Most people talk about health when they're unhealthy. So too, most talk about freedom when they're in danger of losing it, or if they are already enslaved. At times, freedom has been identified with license at one extreme or with tyranny at the other. Since our Lord came into a country that was enslaved and subjugated, it was to be expected that some would have a desire for no other kind of freedom except the political freedom or release from the Roman yoke. If Jesus had been an ethical reformer, that's exactly the freedom he should have given. But if he was a savior, as indeed he was, then spiritual freedom was more important than political freedom. When the multitudes attempted to make him a king, he fled into the mountains. But the idea of political liberation was foremost in the minds of the people. All Israel had been in the hands of the Romans for a very long time. The country was a tributary of Rome. When the word freedom was used, it was always understood in the political sense of overthrowing the yoke of Caesar. Our Lord, therefore, constantly had to deal with this problem, either because some hoped that he would be a political liberator, or because whenever he spoke of freedom, it was misunderstood as liberation from Rome. The Pharisees, who was now at the height of their power, being Puritans concerning the law and the Jewish traditions, they refused to acknowledge any authority to Rome. As nationalists, they refused to acknowledge Roman dominion and hoped that one day the Jews under their Messiah would rule the world. This question of freedom arose during our Lord's visit to Jerusalem. He had just finished speaking on truth as the condition of freedom, saying in John chapter 8 and verse 32, the truth shall set you free. In verse 33, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and was never in bondage to any man. How do you say that you shall make us free? This proud boast of never being enslaved to any man was absolutely not true. Even at the very moment, Romans were collecting taxes from them. Seven times, according to the book of Judges, they were enslaved to the Canaanites. Had they forgotten the 70 years in Babylon? They had been in bondage to the Philistines, to the Assyrians, to the Chaldeans, and was now in bondage to the Roman garrison. They had Roman money in their pockets, and the throne in Jerusalem was occupied by Pilate the Roman. But our Lord ignored the political background, but the slavery of which he spoke was the slavery of sin. Jesus goes on to say, if the Son, therefore, make you free, you shall be free indeed. The Son is no other than Jesus Christ himself. The deliverer himself was free from sin. Therefore, he could deliver others. The doors of the prison of sin can be unlocked only from the outside and by one who himself is not a prisoner. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.